If you're a Supernova user or like the Dolphin screen reader user, you can do the caps and H and caps and I and caps and this and that to jump to different elements within Microsoft Word. But possibly the best advice I can give you about Word is in Word itself, you can generate a list of all the hotkeys it has available. To do that, you do your Alt F8 to open up the macros dialog box. If you then type the word list commands, it's all one word, listcommands, and press enter, a dialog box will pop up. You want to choose some current hotkeys or something along those lines, current keyboard commands, and you press enter, and then Word will present you with like 10 pages worth of hotkeys in a nice table format.
When you're just creating a document, Alt-Shift with your left and right arrows I find very useful for inserting headings. If you go Alt-Shift left arrow, it will turn the current line or paragraph into heading level 1. So you can do it before or after you've done your typing, it doesn't matter. If you hit Alt-Shift right arrow instead of left arrow, it puts it in as a heading level 2. Then you hit enter and it automatically switches your text back into normal body text style. Now the next time you hit Alt-Shift left arrow, it will insert another heading at the same level as the first one. So if you put your first one in at level 2, it'll insert another heading at level 2. But let's say it's a subsection, you want to put a level 3 in instead of a level 2. Alt-Shift right arrow. Alt-Shift right will take you down through the various headings, you know, 3, 4, 5. And you can adjust it on the fly. Control-Shift-N will put you back to standard body text style.
Hello, my name is Sean, and I'm from Texas. I do a lot of technology training. Sometimes I'll go to a client's home, and they want to learn how to do reading commands with NVDA or JAWS or whatever the case. So within Microsoft Word, and this is a Word trick, you can type on a blank line, equals R-A-N-D, left parentheses. You want to put a space between the equals R-A-N-D and the left parentheses. And the first number you put in there is going to be how many paragraphs. So I do 4, a comma, and the second number is how many lines per paragraph. You could do 4, 4, right parentheses, and hit enter. And Word, and I'm not quite sure where it gets it from. I would imagine it's from help, but we'll insert 4 paragraphs, 4 lines each, into the document of just random text. Find that real handy. Use that one a whole lot.
In the spell checker these days, it's obviously really annoying and the accelerator keys don't work. But if you press Alt apostrophe, it will jump you to the next grammar stroke spelling error. And you can press Shift F10 on the error to bring up a context menu. So you never actually go into the spell checker dialog at all. The new open dialog box that they introduced in Office 2013 is obviously horrible. The one you access with Control O. But if you access it via Control F12, you get the nice old one back. Alt-Q will let you search for command in later versions of Word. And finally, if people like menus, get Word on the Mac, because it's got menus. It does have a ribbon as well, but lots of nice, shiny, traditional menus. So those are my Word tips.
Hi, there is actually equal commands in NVDA to do the same things. You can use NVDA key space in order to toggle between, so you can jump between headings and navigate like you do in the web page.